Now, if you were baffled as to why your Skype, your Xbox, or your Outlook account failed to work yesterday evening, know that you were not alone. For the second time in a month, Microsoft's online services were hit by a widespread outage. I'm joined now by our technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. Jess, what happened?
We don't know. And it's very frustrating when these things happen. As you said there, this is the second time it's happened in a month. The first time Microsoft acknowledged the outage, but they didn't actually give us a reason as to what caused it. That was just for an hour that time. Last night, it was out for around 2 hours, people were reporting, and people here in Ireland were impacted. People couldn't, you know, make Skype calls. If you had an Outlook.com email address, you couldn't access that. And it's a great source of frustration. Again, they acknowledged it on their Xbox Live service status. They basically said that engineers and developers are working to resolve the issue. We've been on to Microsoft this morning looking for some details as to what's happened. We don't have any update as of yet, but as soon as we get it, we'll post it on newstalk.com.
Okay, now that was an outage they can't explain. There will be an outage today,
yes,
which has already been explained.
Yes, and brace yourselves for this. If you're planning to fly with Ryanair this evening or early tomorrow morning, the site will be offline from 6:30 this evening until 2:30 tomorrow morning. They're saying that this is due to service updates and all the rest on the website, but also on the app. So if you're due to fly, check in now before 6:30, because you won't be able to check in, you won't be able to buy flights or change an existing booking. Again, we've got the full details of that on newstalk.com.
And that's simply a routine,
a maintenance issue.
Okay,
yes.
Now Netflix have introduced a new feature.
Yes, and I love it, and it's brilliant. And I didn't notice it, and then when I noticed it, I was like, oh, I have to tell somebody. So I'm going to tell you, it's a skip intro button. So if you're a binge watcher like I am, so I was rewatching the last season of House of Cards there. And although the music is just stunningly beautiful, if you're 10 episodes in, you just want to skip it. And it can be tricky to judge, you know, what time to fast forward. It'll toggle through. So now you can just press skip intro on certain shows. And it brings
That show that has, for example, the summary of last week's episode plus the title sequence, you could be looking at it 2 minutes before you get into
three.
The business.
Like, yeah? I remember there's certain episodes that I watch all the time when you have to go to like 3:54 to get to the first scene of the opening sequence. Now you can just hit the skip intro button. It's worth noting it's only on certain shows. So obviously the Netflix originals have it, and then other shows that have, you know, the license agreement have this. And it's a game changer. They're also changing the way programs and films are rated on Netflix. You know the way now it's like 5 stars, yep, and you can rate however you like it. They're getting rid of that because apparently that's so 2010, and they're going to have a new thumbs up or thumbs down system. And for some reason beyond me, people are up in arms over this. They don't like it.
Well, it's either yay or nay. It's, you know, throw the gladiator to the lions or not.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, 5 stars, give them 1 star, you know, I won't bother with that.
Yeah.
3.5 stars, I just might.
Exactly, yeah. And
there's subtlety there, nuance.
There is. And this system, as I said, it's kind of rubbing people up the wrong way. But you're going to start seeing that now appear on your Netflix account in the coming days and weeks.
Now, we all remember the S7 Note disaster for,
yeah,
Samsung, which took billions off their value as a stock. But there is now to be a new phone.
There's going to be a new flagship phone. And we're really excited about this because we reviewed one of their mid-range phones not so long ago, and it was great. But this is the first flagship device to come since the doomed Note 7. We think it's going to be the S8. It's going to be a Galaxy device. And it's thought that there's going to be an S8 device, which is the natural progression on from the S7, which is a great phone. And there's rumours that there's going to be an S8 Plus,
which would be a bigger screen and therefore the Note.
Basically, yeah. I think that's what they're going to do. Again, there's so many rumours and that there's so much speculation. You could spend hours down a rabbit hole of clicking through different links and different rumour forums. But what we can say with some authority, because Samsung have come out and said it, is that there's a new 8-point battery safety check that all of their new phones will go through. Because for those who don't remember, the Note 7 device, it's a big phone, and basically there was a few different issues going on with the batteries that led to certain devices, a small number of devices, to explode, and the problem was with the battery. So
it led to the recall of the entire stock.
And the phone doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. So now there's going to be an 8-step process, including X-ray, durability tests, and accelerated usage tests, but to name a few. So The official unveiling will take place on the 29th of March, which is next week. And there's teaser videos online now you can check. The tagline is "Unbox your phone." And the teaser video seems to, it shows you loads of old school different designs of phones saying, you know, this was a phone, think outside the box kind of thing. So I wonder if they're going to change the design. It'll be interesting to see.
Okay, will there be a headphone jack?
Who knows? It's thought there will be, which it'll be going against the grain of some of the other big manufacturers at the moment.
All right. And there will be new features, we believe, but we don't know.
We don't know. You know, we're thinking 4K screen. We're thinking a virtual home button that could be placed on the back of the phone rather than the front of the phone, which would go along the theme of, you know, the redesigning a smartphone. For those who are familiar with the Huawei, you'll know that the home button there is on the back of
the
phone.
For the fingerprint scanner. Apple have a problem with at least one of their users who's no longer, alas, with us.
Who's no longer with us. This is one of the more strange stories I've seen this week. A coroner in the UK is going to write to Apple to say that their devices should come with a safety warning after a man was electrocuted whilst charging his phone in the bath. Yeah.
So he was in the bath and he was using his phone and he had it connected to the mains.
So he had an extension lead plugged into his hallway. Then he had his iPhone charger plugged into that extension lead, which was connected to his phone, which was in his hand whilst he was in the bath. Now, the man died. He was electrocuted and he passed away, which is incredibly sad. But now this coroner is going to write to Apple to say that the devices should come with a warning. Now, a lot of people yesterday, when we posted this story on our Facebook page, a lot of people were saying, oh, but sure, you wouldn't bring the toaster into the bath. But how many people, I think if people were very, very honest, they would admit to bringing their phone into the bathroom.
Yeah, but let's be quite clear about this. If you drop your phone into the bath water, if it's just your phone,
it'll kill the phone, but won't kill you, basically.
Yeah, I mean, there's so little power actually in the battery, even though we had exploding batteries.
Yeah.
There's so little power that were the phone to short in the bath water, it's not going to kill you.
No, that's one issue. And sure, look, who hasn't dropped a phone down the toilet at this stage? Let's be honest. But the issue was that it was connected to the charger. So needless to say, never, ever, ever, ever charge your phone and have your phone in your hand whilst you're in the bath or the shower.
Okay, so that is going to have to be a writ large on all Apple phones.
If this coroner gets his way, he's going to write to Apple.
Everybody, because it's not just Apple's. Any
electrical
phone
device.
Addict is going to, at some point, take the phone into the bath or the bathroom. And
tablets the same.
Yeah, because the rules for electrical installation means you can't have a mains plug in the bath. You can have a shaver plug into which you cannot plug a hairdryer, for example.
Yeah, or a phone charger.
They're the rules. But you have this guy, God love him, his name is Richard Bull, only 32 years of age. But there are people like that who'll bring the power by extension lead into the bathroom.
Yeah, and you know, it is awful sad, but I suppose it does kind of come down to common sense, unfortunately.
Okay, quick question for you. Yvonne wants to know when the Nokia 3310 is coming out.
They're going to come out in the coming weeks. To be honest with you now, and this is something we haven't spoken about in this show yet, but it seems like a lot of hype and not a lot of greatness, to be honest with you now. I'm trying to get my hands on one to have a play.
I mean, it's supposed to be simple and cheap, isn't it? I mean, that's the
Yeah,
the
but like, I think there was a lot hung on the fact that you'd be able to play Snake, but sure, that's not going to get you through the day.
Any news on the Motorola Moto G5?
Yes, I just received an email from them yesterday. This looks like a great phone. We were very impressed by the 4 and the 4 Play. We're going to get one into studio next week and we'll have a full review for you next Tuesday.
Excellent. All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much.